Moncrief on News Talk.
If you see a bird with a mohawk hairstyle, there's loads of them at the moment. The Irish birding world is abuzz with higher than average sightings of the hoopoe bird. Paul Connaughton is an ornithologist. Afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Could you tell us something about the hoopoe?
Well, they're probably one of the most exotic birds, the most exotic looking birds you'll ever see in Ireland. And we get a few every spring. We get a handful of hoopoes coming up from mainland Europe, but this year has just been unprecedented. Like, there's been more than 130 records, which is, normally we'd get a handful on a good year with a good influx. We might get 20. But so this is completely unprecedented, really,
Yeah, and so when they stop in Ireland, I assume, whether there's loads of them or only a few of them, they're on the way from some place to some place. What route are they taking?
Yeah, well, hoopoes all across mainland Europe. And just like the swallows, most of them head south in the winter. Mainland Europe gets very, very cold. So they head south down into Africa and they spend the winter down there south of the Sahara. So in the springtime, quite early in the spring, February, very early March, they start heading back north towards their breeding grounds in Spain, France, and all across Europe. And sometimes what happens is they get this, if there's a good, strong southerly wind, it'll help them to move very, very fast. And they're sometimes flying at a great height, more than a kilometre high, and they can get blown out over their breeding grounds, and we call this overshooting. So they'll overshoot the breeding grounds and hit the south coast of the UK or the south coast of Ireland. And that's how they end up here, basically.
Ah, right. So I assume that they don't stay for the summer then. They'll move on quickly.
Yeah. Often, after a few days of feeding up, depending on how tired they were, or how long they spent out over the sea, they'll just feed up and they'll reorientate back into mainland Europe again,
Yeah. If they land in Ireland, Paul, how do they know they're in the wrong place?
It's a good question. I suppose there's a lot of factors. One of them would probably be that there's not too many other hoopoes around. And then there's, like, hoopoes feed on stuff like lizards and large insects, and they might notice that there's not that many of their normal food around as well. And then it may be a temperature thing. Like, at the moment, we're having a great spell of weather. So some of the hoopoes that have arrived here, they might be having a look around and thinking, oh, this place ain't too bad at all, So you never know. We could have a breeding attempt. It does happen occasionally in the UK. I think about 2 years ago, a purebred somewhere in England. It is possible that they might be just expanding their range a little as well.
Okay, if we have a heat wave. So, but in Ireland, while this is going on, where is one more likely to spot one? Are we talking like Cork, Kerry area?
Yeah, well, all along the south coast, really. The biggest numbers have hit the coastal areas of Waterford, Cork, Kerry. But they've been recorded as far north as County Louth. There was a few on the Aran Islands. Basically around the coast. But somewhere along the south coast would be the best bet.
Right, okay.
They love well-cut lawns, which there's plenty of now this time of year. And short grass is where they forage. They mostly forage for leather jackets, which are the larvae of cranefly. And we got lots of that as well, so... You could come across them anywhere on any kind of bit of short grass.
Right. There's plenty of them in Waterford, according to one of our listeners.
There is.
And especially the kind of Mohican haircut they seem to have. Could you give us just a description of that?
Yeah. They're the most spectacular looking bird, really. Like, just to describe the colour. I mean, all along their breast and their head, they have this kind of a pinky orange colour, and they've got a long decurved bill. But on the back of their head, they have what looks like just a kind of a crest. But they can spread that crest to look like a Mohican. So and it's pink with a black tip.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very impressive looking when you see it. Very impressive.
Oh, yeah.
But their back and tail is very strongly barred, black and white. And the thing about them is when they fly, unlike most other birds we see, their wings, they tend to actually get bigger as they go out. So they have these big, mad, wide wings, you know, and they flash black and white. They're incredible looking things altogether.
Yeah. So at the end of the summer, will we see a few more of them again stopping off, or do they tend to just keep flying towards Africa then?
Yeah, well, sometimes we do. We get smaller numbers in autumn. What you have is, in autumn, it's generally birds that would have been born that summer. And they might just be heading in various directions, just kind of having a little exploratory flight. And sometimes that can bring them across the channel from Europe into Ireland and the UK as well.
Yeah. Have you seen many of them yourself in the last few weeks?
I have. I was actually abroad doing some bird work, and so I was missing out on most of this. When I got back, I had some work to do. So last Thursday was my chance to get out, and I was hoping to find a few that hadn't been seen before. So I was trying to think of places where nobody had checked yet, and I found one little valley, and I had three different hoopoes in there. I think that day I saw eight altogether.
Crikey!
So, you know. That's just completely blew my mind, you know. I've been obsessed with hoopoes for more than 40 years, and seeing that many in a day in Ireland was just unheard of, you know.
Indeed.
Really blew my mind.
Paul, one of our listeners says the reason why they know they've landed in the wrong place is that all the signs are in Irish and English, which I suppose makes sense, really. Paul, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Paul.
You're welcome, Sean.
That was Paul Connaughton there, ornithologist and member of the Irish Rare Birds Committee.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.